It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks for joining us. I'm so excited about this segment because I deal with a lot of autoimmune, quote unquote, diseases in folks with folks that come into my practice. And from a naturopathic perspective, there's a lot to think about. Well, I've got somebody here with me. Her name is Dr. Heather Harrington. She's a fascinating, lovely woman. And you've got to check out her website, drheatherharrington.com. She's got some great radio plays, one called Dr. Graves, We've Healed Your Disease. And that's mostly what we're going to talk about today. Graves' disease, and also a conversation with an ovary or two. They're very cute. They're very funny. They're very informative. Dr. Heather Harrington, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Holly. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so glad you're here because I know that you have such a wonderful take. Because, you know, it's interesting, Graves' disease. Let's just get right into it. What is Graves' disease?
Okay, so Graves' disease is autoimmune hyperthyroidism, which means there's too much thyroid hormone in the bloodstream, and then there's the added assault of antibodies attacking thyroid cells, just like it was a virus or other pathogen, something foreign.
And why the Graves? Why is it called Graves' disease? Because we think of grave just in general, we think of, well, 6 feet under. So why is it called Graves' disease?
I never thought about it that way. Robert Graves in Dublin in Ireland, for some reason, it actually should have been named, if it was going to be named after a man, which, that's questionable, but Dr. Perry, actually, in England, in London, in 1786, noted the condition of it, but it wasn't until 1815 that he even wrote it down, and then it wasn't until 1940. So that's why in the radio play I kind of make a, you know, funny thing about, you know, Dr. Perry coming to visit Dr. Graves, because it wasn't until 25 years later that Dr. Graves did it. But what was so fantastic about these two men, which I just love it, that actually was named Dr. Graves, or it could have been Dr. Perry for that matter, but that they both saw the whole condition. They saw the core of this disease. And I actually had this disease, and I healed it, and I had to go back and do this. I just went back and looked at the history, and I thought, what the heck is going on with this disease that is just being not treated as it should be? And I think this was this is really like a piece of the puzzle, because they both said there was this stress, this huge stress happening before the onset of the goiter or whatever, you know, the hyperness that they saw in the people.
Right.
But there was a grief. There was this sudden grief. And I thought that was really incredible, because what happened for me is nobody ever asked me, oh, how's your stress level? Nobody once asked that. And I think that what happens, this grief is definitely the trigger, and it inflames the body.
Mm.
And it also relies on the fact that the adrenal glands are part of that, as is the pancreas. Because if you see one of the symptoms in Graves, of course, is the ophthalmology, which is the bulging or protruding eyes, which was something I was terrified of getting. And that has to do with carbohydrate dysfunction metabolism. So I guess I've been lucky in the sense that there's a family history of diabetes, and I absolutely do not eat any sugar. So I didn't even go to that place.
So you've been able to look at this. I mean, and quite honestly, Heather, you and I both know in the conventional Western reductionistic allopathic model, you get, you know, high antibodies plus the suppressed TSH, you're going to get diagnosed with Graves' disease, and usually the treatment is very reductionistic in the fact that you're going to get your thyroid irradiated and or taken out, and you're looking at this in so much more of a good whole naturopathic doctor, which is identify and treat the cause. Treat the whole person and take all of these aspects up. I mean, from the cause of even having an emotional component. So how does it, you know, how does the way that you are describing things and all the elements of this incredibly complex disease, as you're saying, fit into what Dr. Graves originally saw?
Well, if you just look at it, that there's this very sudden grief. Like when I got it, of course, I was like talking to people who had it, and I was saying, well, did you have that? And every single person I talked to had a quite sudden. Now, you know, you can talk to people, and they, if someone has cancer, and they'll have, you know, there was a trauma, and then the cancer came on, or, you know, we don't know why it goes to different tissue, you know, except that the fact that the adrenals seem to be involved, and we don't understand. I mean, I would just love to have someone research this. Take 1,000 women, because it's mostly women, and men, with Graves' disease, and figure it out. I mean, I don't think it's that hard to try to understand the parameters, but I don't think we're asking the right questions.
Right, absolutely. So from a treatment perspective, I mean, obviously you come from such an incredible perspective because you've actually been diagnosed and you've been through perhaps recommendations. But you also, as a practitioner, what are the treatment options when somebody's diagnosed with Graves' disease? And how can folks ask better questions? How can they partner with doctors to do that?
Right, and it's not an easy thing to do when you're in the middle of it, because, I mean, this is a very serious disease in the sense that here your whole body is hyper. And I first noticed it when I'd go to yoga, and afterwards, like, you know, normally you're really, like, mellow and cool and stuff. I was just still, like, on edge, and I was, oh, my God, what is going on? And so once I realized, my brother-in-law is a gastroenterologist, and so he was the one that diagnosed me, and he said, you know, you're going to have your gland irradiated, because what that does is it shrinks the thyroid down, or you're going to have it cut out. And I looked at him and I said, Danny, are you kidding me? That's not going to happen. And that's only because I have the training to, and I also have been meditating since I was 15 years old. So it's a long time ago. And I knew that there had to be another way. I just felt there was another way. I knew that I was pushing the envelope. I always push the envelope, but just doing too much. So I pushed back. I went to a retreat center and I calmed down. But that was after going to an endocrinologist and saying, okay, I'll do the ultrasound for my thyroid. I will take Tapazole, methimazole. I don't ever say that right. Or you can do this PTU if you're pregnant. But I did that, and what I did over 3 months is I just kept shaving that off as I was doing the homeopathics, as I was doing Chinese herbs, as I was meditating like an hour a day.
Wow.
And that's not always possible for people. Like, what I find is there's some people, especially where I live in Los Angeles, this is not an easy thing for people to do. Mm-mm. They have to be in their job, you know, all day long. It's all very high stress here. So it really is a matter of saying, okay, I'm committed to this. I'm motivated to take myself off these drugs. I'm not going to do the more drastic measures. But it really means that you do have to find parasympathetic activity, whether it's meditation. Meditation, I think, is amazing for it. I think it's the best. Also, yoga, slow walking, just things to get you in that place of just feeling mellow. The other thing that you have to remember, there are some plants like lemon balm or bugleweed or motherwort, and they actually are thyrosuppressive. And what they will do is they bind directly to the TSH-specific receptor sites on the thyroid cell surface. So that can calm you down, but it depends how severe it is. I mean, I was told that it was incurable, and I was going to have to be, it was a serious treatment, and that's not what happened for me, and that's not what's happened for a lot of people. And then what happens sometimes is people will be told, oh, well, you know, once they got well, oh, well, it must have been a misdiagnosis. Well,
And this is such great information. And do you think that there's a potential for people like you, practitioners like you and me, and uh-huh. also then medical doctors, as you said, it's hard if you're in it to navigate the waters, to actually partner and create a plan for folks that is comprehensive and that gets the job done?
Yeah, I would love that. I mean, I just had an MD ask me to come into her practice, and that's one of the things that I would just love to do, is to be able to, you know, work with someone who could actually put people on the anti-thyroid medications. Because right now in California, we don't do that. I mean, if you're in British Columbia, you probably could do this on your own, but you also have to remember that this is a serious problem.
It is. All right, so this is, okay, once again, folks, you've got to go to Dr. Heather Harrington, .com. It's Heather, the name, and then HERINGTON. Listen to Dr. Graves. We've healed your disease, because that's exactly what she plays out on a radio play there. And there's also a great one about PCOS. And so, Heather, thank you so much for being with me. I think you've got great information. People need to understand that with this very serious disease, it's more complicated than just, hey, take your organ out, take your thyroid out. We can look through it, identify and treat the cause, treat the whole person, and actually do less harm in doing so. Thanks so much for joining us. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook on Radio MD and Your Radio MD. Stay tuned. Over 40, well-